Welcome to eBooks for Fashion podcast, the fashion marketing podcast that will help you to start or to grow your fashion business today. Want to learn more? Visit our website ebooksforfashion.com where you will find lots of free resources for your fashion business. Thanks for listening! Episode 105, How to use influencer marketing to grow a fashion business. Hello everyone and welcome back to the Fashion Marketing Podcast. I'm Maristella and I'm your host here at the Fashion Marketing Podcast. So today, let's talk about how to use influencer marketing to grow your fashion business. So, basically, this episode is for you if you want to know what is influencer marketing and if it can help you for your fashion business. If you are just starting out your fashion business and you want to know the easiest and quickest way to get your first sale, or if you are a fashion brand or a business selling products or services and you are looking for influencers to grow your fashion business. So, want to know what is influencer marketing? Want to know how to start your online boutique selling fashion brands or clothing online and you want to make your first sale, or you just want to grow your fashion business exponentially, scale your business, influencer marketing is the right place for you. In this episode, we're gonna go on to talk about how you can use influencer marketing to start or to grow your fashion business and create consistent sales every single day. I will also share with you my personal experience as an influencer. You can check my Instagram profile, eBooks for Fashion, and my experience also as a jewelry brand. You can check my jewelry company Instagram profile, Maiden Art, because I've been working with influencers for a long time. So are you ready? Let's start. So what is influencer marketing? Influencer marketing is a form of social media marketing involving endorsements and product placement from influencers, people who are seen as experts in their fields. Influencers are not only celebrities, but also common people who have positioned themselves as the experts in what they do. For example, we all know Chiara Ferragni. She's an influencer, fashion blogger, and digital creator who has positioned herself as the first blogger and influencer in the field of fashion. She's the most renowned fashion blogger in the world. There are many other popular fashion influencers from all over the world, but one of my favorites is Ursula Makovska, and you can also check her interview in the link in the show notes, because I will put the link of my blog post of the same topic of this podcast episode. You can check her interview there. If you want, you can also check another very important blog post about the top 5 fashion influencers on YouTube. And you can check again from the link in the show notes. So now that you know what is influencer marketing, you must learn how to use influencer marketing to grow your fashion brand and business exponentially. But before going on, I want you also to check out our latest ebook and workshop about how to pitch fashion bloggers, influencers, editors. Everything you need to know to pitch the right fashion bloggers, influencers, and editors for fashion business. There are lots of bonuses included, and you can check everything from the link in the show notes from our e-school, e-learning platform, certified online courses to start and to grow your fashion business. This special package will help you to write your pitch to the right fashion bloggers, influencers, and magazine for your fashion business, whether you are selling fashion products or services. Some of our students say that This is so great, exactly what I was looking for, as I'm busy to take the next steps in my fashion business and I want to grow. So now let's dive in about how to use influencer marketing to grow your fashion business. Influencer can help you to grow your fashion business and make your first sale in three ways. They can create an article, blog post about your product or service, including videos and pictures of your fashion product or service. They can share information promoting you on their social media accounts, for example, publicizing a product you have sent them or service you offer them. And they can give you access to their site so you can write a guest post on their blog. Now let's understand the three most important steps to leverage influencer marketing to make your first sale or to grow your sales consistently in your fashion business. First of all, define your goals. Second, define your dream customers. And third, find the right influencers. So first, define your goals. First of all, you must define your goals. You must understand first why you want to create an influencer marketing campaign. What are your goals? For example, do you want to bring traffic to your website? Do you want to increase your brand awareness? Do you want to increase your email list? Do you want to make your first sale? Do you want to increase your followers? Once you have cleared your goals, you can start planning your campaign. This is an essential step for the success of your influencer marketing campaign. Define your dream customer is the second step. Who are your dream customers? If you don't know who is your ideal customers, you won't find the right influencers for your brand. If you are struggling about understanding who is your ideal customer, please feel free to check my previous article, an article I wrote in the past, about it, and I'm gonna put the link in the show notes. Once you know exactly who is your dream customer, you can start searching for influencers who have the same or similar audience as yours. Third step, find the right influencers. Now it's the best part. You can now find the right influencers for your fashion business. I guess you are wondering, where do I find them? My personal suggestion is to use an influencer marketing platform like IntelliFluence. On IntelliFluence, you can promote your fashion products or services with trusted influencers. IntelliFluence is an influencer marketing platform that helps brands and influencers collaborate with it. They are also home of the largest warm influencer network in the world, meaning each one of their influencers has joined on their own and is ready to partner with brands. I recommend IntelliFluence because I use myself as an influencer and also for my jewelry brand Made in Art. You can use IntelliFluence for influencer discovery, payments, and messaging tools built in, so you never have to go off platform. You can maximize your budget with the best dollar to real influencer ratio in the industry. This means that you can create influencer marketing campaign accordingly to your budget, and you can find influencers that work also with brands, sending them free products. So you can choose the influencer that works best for you. If you want to know more, you can check out my video interview for IntelliFluence. You can check in the link in the show notes in my blog post that I will put definitely the link in the show notes, so you can check everything from the link in the show notes. So let's recap the three important steps to understand that to leverage influencer marketing to make your first sale or to grow your sales consistently in your fashion business are: first, define your goals. Define second, define your dream customers. Third, find the right influencers. So once you know all of that, you can create your influencer marketing campaign. And then you can start working with influencers and promote your brands and get consistent sales every single day. Now it's your turn. What do you think of influencer marketing? Are you using it in your fashion business? I'd love to hear your thoughts. Please feel free to share with me if you want to send me a vocal message or if you just want to reply in the comments of my blog. You can find the link in the show notes or anything you need. I really would love to hear from you. So if you need assistance with your influencer marketing campaign, you can book a session with my WhatsApp coaching and consultancy service. You can check again from the link in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you found powerful and helpful for you. And as usual, I speak with you next week. Thank you so much for listening and talk to you very soon. Bye for now. Thank you.